A little boy hangs onto the bars of a rope swing and twirls round and round.
This is me, Tommy. I have Down syndrome.
And this is me. My name is Will. I'm Tommy's big brother. We're a bit older now, and we both make films. Tommy wants to change our minds about people with Down syndrome.
Recording.
And he's asked me to help.
Can you see me?
So we're making this documentary together.
It's all about my ultimate acting dream.
Tommy Jessop goes to Hollywood. The Jessop family home. Inside, Tommy, who's white with short mousy hair, points at the camera he's holding with a flourish.
Hello there. My name is Tommy Jessop. You might recognise me from a certain show called Line of Duty.
A clip of Tommy in Line of Duty.
I got arrested, interrogated, and drowned in the lake. That was fun. I've also been electrocuted, kidnapped, and thrown off a mountain. Don't worry, I made it.
Tommy Jessop, fight it.
Tommy wins at the Oscar Bright Film Festival and jumps up and down excitedly. On stage, winning with the Line of Duty cast, he kneels in a strongman pose. A photo of him holding up the trophy, and another of him with Jonathan Ross and Gok Wan. Then more photos, including one with Hugh Grant.
Hello there!
I'm also a campaigner.
So I reckon that the Down syndrome bill should be passed through Parliament.
This is a really exciting time for people with Down syndrome.
George Webster on Strictly Come Dancing and Ellie Goldstein on the cover of Vogue.
It really does feel like anything is possible.
At Winchester Cathedral.
I present to you Tommy Jessop for the award of Doctor of Arts, honoris causa.
Wearing a red university gown, Tommy twirls.
We're not all the same, but I think we all have dreams. My new dream is to be the next Bond. James Bond.
He smiles and sticks out his tongue.
Shaken, but not stirred.
At home in the kitchen, Tommy's weighing out currants.
Tommy's 38. He's always lived in our family home.
Right, he stalks.
This is our mum, Jane. She's Tommy's manager. But it's actually been quite quiet on the acting front recently. We thought Line of Duty would lead to bigger roles for Tommy, but it hasn't. He's been waiting for the phone to ring.
I think it's very important for other people with Down syndrome that someone like Tommy is given a big role, because it's their dreams and it changes the way other people understand who they are. And he's proved that he can, so why is it not happening?
Really,
What we want is for him to have the same opportunities as any other actor and not to be sidelined because he has Down syndrome.
I want to play a hero for a change, so I'm going to see my agent.
Tommy?
Normally, Mum would be going with Tommy to support him in the meeting, but today we've decided that I'm going instead.
Oh, got to give it a few minutes. Right, nearly ready.
We haven't got time, Mum. We need to go.
He's not wearing any clothes.
Tob! Hello, Tob.
Yeah, hello, Reg.
Can I do this while you're doing your socks?
Yeah,
it's not very nice going out in the cold. Tommy does need some support in everyday life. But he's a grown man and he wants to do things himself and make his own decisions. How's that? I'm trying to help him take control by stepping back. But it's quite difficult to get the balance right between enabling him and supporting him and keeping him safe and letting him stand on his own 2 feet. And I suppose I do worry about that. I do stress about that. Well, it's your day. You're talking for yourself today. Because I'm not going to be there talking for you. So it's your chance to speak up for yourself, take control, make sure that you say the things you want to say. Start with the most important thing. Because I think people can get distracted by the middle stuff and the small stuff. But what you want them to remember is the big thing that's big and important for you.
He's had his hug. He's going to have another hug.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Well...
Okay, you better go and get your train, haven't you?
Yep. Fun. Yep.
Bye-bye, good luck.
I keep on saying to Mum, do not worry.
You'll be okay.
Yes.
A train pulls into the platform. Tommy sitting on the train, then walking down another platform and reaching the top of an escalator. Tommy walks down a street and stops by a door.
Tommy's represented by Conway Van Gelder Grant. They're a leading talent agency, and their clients include some of the most successful actors in the world.
Come in, Tommy.
Rachel Swanston.
So did you have any questions about what's going on?
Well, do you think, more people with their Down syndrome should be given the main leading role?
I do, yeah. I think that would be brilliant. And you want to play that sort of role?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Bond.
Mm. I think maybe part of the agent's job is to sort of try and be quite realistic about what actually is available and what could happen, not to quash any dreams or anything, but just to be frank, if James Bond or someone in the Secret Service, I don't know if they could be someone with Down syndrome.
Yes.
It's so difficult, because I think as an actor, you have so little control over the roles that you're given. But the other option, Tommy, is the making work that you can centre yourself in is by making it yourself and writing something. But, yeah, like, lots of people have to write things for themselves because they don't see themselves in work. So they say, OK, I'm going to write a story that does have me as the centre, because in that way then you get to sort of drive the car a bit more rather than just being a passenger.
On the street outside.
How do you think that went then, Tob?
Yes, I reckon that went really well.
How would you rate your performance out of 10? In terms of getting your questions out?
I would give 10.
But you did a 10 out of 10 job?
Yep.
One thing you should know about Tommy is that he always gives himself a 10 out of 10. I do think the idea of him writing his own movie seems pretty ambitious. But I've learnt never to underestimate my little brother. And the next time I see Tommy, I can tell he's really taken Rachel's advice to heart.
If no one will give me leading a role, then I will write one myself. I want to say that people like me can be heroes too. So I'm on my way to meet a writer. It should be quite wicked.
He presses a button for a lift.
This is new territory for us, so we've called in a writing coach called Amanda to help us get started.
How do you get better at writing?
That's a million-pound question. I think the most important thing when it comes to writing is to first figure out what it is that you want to say, and then to pull from inside yourself. So you draw from the things that happened to you, emotions that you felt at certain times, and you pull those out and put them onto the paper. It makes the writing much stronger because it's coming from human experience.
I sometimes feel like the world is not made for me, so I want to change it.
That's quite a powerful thing to say to people. Mm. Okay, that's fantastic. That's where the best stories are found, by being vulnerable enough to show the world who you are.
Tommy's sitting on the floor, cutting a strip of sticky tape. He sticks the tape over some wrapping paper, which he's holding in place with his foot.
It's funny because, as his brother, I've always tried to protect Tommy from being vulnerable. But now he's being asked to embrace it.
How are we looking now?
Yep.
We're heading to the Lake District for our mum's birthday. This is where Tommy was born, but we've never spoken about those early years. This trip will be a journey into the past.
They drive past grey stone houses. Now Tommy's with his mum, Jane.
Go and see where you, as a tiny baby, were christened.
Tommy steps through a door and into a church.
This is the church where I was christened.
How does it feel being here?
Grey, pleasant, warm feeling. Mm.
So, do you know that we christened you when you were very tiny? Because when you were born, you were very small. And you were born a month early, so you were smaller than expected, really. And then you found it quite difficult to feed. And we didn't know whether you'd live or die. In fact, Dad and I used to cry a lot about that. We didn't know whether we could make you better or not.
Dark clouds hanging over green mountains and a stiff wind bending the trees. The small grey stone church nestled at the foot of a hill. Jane watches her son with a slight frown.
Did you know you were so tiny and so ill?
Really?
When you started?
Tommy's sitting in a pew with his mum, a five-panelled stained glass window above the altar.
I must have been here first time you did cry?
It might have been.
Okay.
Did a lot of crying. But we didn't quite know what was going to happen. You just get on with those days and you do the best you can, and then you don't know what's going to come around the corner. When the doctor came to see you, he told me that you would never read, you would never speak, and you'd never do anything very much. But when you were only about a year old, you suddenly woke up.
Film of Jane holding Tommy, aged around one.
And you've never looked back.
As she jigs him up and down, he beams, stretching out his hand to the camera.
If only that doctor could see you now.
Did he think I was a mistake?
Baby Tommy, sitting on a crazy paving patio.
You're not a mistake. You're a miracle.
In the present, Tommy clambers up rocks at the top of a mountain that overlooks a lake. The wind buffets his blue coat. Jane stands below, watching him. Now he's sitting on the very top of the rocks, waving a walking stick in front of him.
When I was on that mountain, I had a really good idea for my story.
Hello.
A teddy bear.
This is Roger. My idea is making a superhero film.
Superhero film?
Yep.
Okay.
It's named after my teddy bear, Roger Mitchell. I think we might be planning on taking it to Los Angeles.
Otherwise known as Hollywood.
Yes, Hollywood.
Right. It's mad. It's completely crazy. Let's give it a go.
I've no idea how we're going to get to Hollywood. But if Tommy wants to make a superhero movie, then count me in.
Having stuck sheets of white paper on the wall, Tommy draws a face in purple pen with big round eyes, a wide toothy grin, then a round body underneath, and titles it Roger the Superhero. Then he underlines the words superpowers.
My first superpower is see clear. Changing people's minds.
Change your mind.
My second superpower is telekinesis.
He writes it down.
Because I want to be more powerful.
He sends a tin can rattling across a table, then strikes a pose for the camera he's holding.
Well, my third superpower is stopping time. Because the world is moving too fast. And these superpowers are all based on my real life. Peace out.
Can I just check something?
Yes.
Are you the superhero, or is it your teddy bear?
Well, it might be this guy.
Ah, you're the superhero.
Yep. Sorry, Roger.
Outside, Tommy ducks under a flock of pigeons in a park. Now he's waiting to cross a road.
It's fun imagining that Tommy has superpowers. And I can see why he might want them.
Fighting his way through a busy station.
Our world is so fast and complicated. Nothing is straightforward.
Tommy struggles to collect his train ticket from the slot in the machine. Now he's looking at the departures board. He stands on a balcony overlooking the concourse, which is filled with people, and clicks his fingers to stop time.
Stopping time would be really handy. But for now, it's just a fantasy. We're trying to make a movie, and we need to know if our idea's any good. So we're on our way to find out.
The doors of a tube train slide open and people stream out. Then Tommy climbs on board.
Change your mind.
Shoreditch.
We've come to meet an actor-director that Tommy worked with on an episode of Casualty.
Yeah, hi.
His name is Will Sharp.
Hi, how are you?
Well.
Are we hugging?
Yep.
Hiya.
Nice to see you.
So there's the moving of objects, there's the stopping of time.
Yep.
And then there's the, like, reading someone's mind. And then he can change their thoughts?
Yep.
Okay. Which is a pretty cool superpower.
Well,
and also, like, a really sort of generous superpower to think of, I think. I mean, should we... Do you want to try it quickly?
Yep.
Do you feel ready?
Yep.
Amazing. All ready.
So maybe just for, like, eyeline, if you imagine your brother, Will, if you imagine... There he is.
Yep.
If you imagine that you're trying to read his mind and change something in his mind. So if you direct your energy towards him, like you're trying to connect with the person whose mind you're trying to read.
Tommy closes his eyes, takes a deep breath, and stretches out his hand, concentrating hard. Then he opens his eyes, stares straight into the camera, twirls his hand, and clicks his fingers.
Yeah. I like it. I just feel like it comes from a really, like, pure place. And I feel like that sometimes makes it hard to write or to sort of act as well. But often, like, the best stuff comes from there. Yeah, I mean, I feel like you should go for it. And also, like, I don't know, there's not going to be any other movie like it.
Travelling down a busy London road at night. The car window is steamed up and dotted with raindrops.
Will Sharp is a top director, and if he thinks Roger the Superhero is worth pursuing, then it's game on. We've an idea for a scene we want to film, but we just need to run it past Tommy's manager.
Jane.
I think what you and Tommy are doing in trying to create your own superhero movie is amazing, wonderful, fantastic. And I will support you in any way I can.
What are you doing tonight?
A full moon, then a cat.
Okay, Mum!
Lit by an eerie red light, Tommy stretches out his hand towards a car approaching through the misty night. The car stops before his outstretched hand. Then the car reverses through the red mist. Wearing a hooded jacket, Tommy slowly lowers his hand, his expression intense.
Okay, cut! Well done, you guys.
Well done, high five. Good job.
Yes.
Stunt drivers signing out.
Yep. Keep it neat, Tom. Have a good day, fat man. Thanks, you guys.
Okay.
Jane and Tommy drive away.
We have a character, we have superpowers, and now we need a story. So we've decided to get back in touch with our writer friend, Amanda.
What kind of a tale does he want to tell with the superhero? What does he want the superhero to do? Is it save people? Is it fall in love? Is it to show the world his strength? Is it to defeat a particular baddie or antagonistic force?
Tommy underlines the word baddie.
You know, we all want to be understood. We all want to feel powerful. And we all want to feel like we're not mistakes. We want to feel like our lives mean something.
There is one thing in the world that scars me more than anything else. And that is what I want to fight.
Tommy drawing his jagged-toothed baddie.
I want this guy to be my baddie. Noel Scum, who is a scientist, and he might be trying to screen people out, which basically means getting rid of Down syndrome, and there might be a man on a mission to stop that from happening.
How do you really feel about screening?
Be able to feel like about it that much.
Right. We'd rather not feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
People, I think, are frightened of Down syndrome. I think the only reason for that is because we hid them away so nobody ever got to know anyone with Down syndrome. Because they were put in homes or different schools. And then the scientists started trying to get rid of Down syndrome.
A demonstration.
They find the gene, they work out what it is, that there's three copies of the chromosome 21. And so they think, oh, we can target that and stop that from happening. And that's very upsetting. And I can't talk about it with Tommy. Just think about it. If someone singling you out and they don't want you to be born, what that does to you. What's upsetting is that it's a targeting of people with Down syndrome who lead good lives. They're different from each other as the rest of the population. But now they're being their own ambassadors. It's not just Tommy, there's a cohort now of people who are leading the way for others with Down syndrome. We can at last see some of the potential that's out there.
All with Downs, a swimmer with numerous medals, a married couple, and a group outside 10 Downing Street.
Trouble is, they could be the last generation.
Strips of photos of numerous children with Downs, all dressed in black tops.
We will miss out so much if that happened.
Well, hello there, Kit Harrington. Hello there, Nicholas Holt. Hello there, Breeze Ahmed. Hello there, Rafe Fiennes. Hugh Grant, Samuel Leroy Jackson. How would you like to be my arch nemesis? Thank you and goodbye.
Tommy wanted a famous actor to play Noel Scum, so we sent out his fantasy casting call and then we waited.
Tommy standing by glass doors to the garden.
And waited. And nothing happened.
Rain falling, and Tommy sitting in front of his laptop with a bowl of chips. He shuts his laptop.
Then one day, we got a voicemail from an unknown number.
Hey Tommy, this is Kit Harrington here. I'd love that. I'd love to chat. So let's arrange a time and date and go for it. All right, looking forward to it. Bye.
Tommy covers his face with his hand, overcome with emotion. He's laughing.
Oh, man.
Now Tommy's sitting on a train.
And so here we are, on our way to London, with a scene we've written just in case we can tempt one of the biggest stars in the world, Kit Harington from Game of Thrones, to read our baddie.
In a converted loft space in Hackney, on a red leather sofa, Tommy turns the screen round on his video camera.
Well, hello there.
Hi, Tommy.
Yes, hello.
Kit walks in and waves.
Yep.
Nice to meet you, mate.
Yes.
Hi,
Liz.
So you got to limber up before you're acting.
Tommy wiggles his bum around.
Right.
Okay, yep, I see that bum. Yep. It's very sharp.
Oh, that's brother.
I love this warm-up routine.
Oh, brilliant.
Interior. Underground science lab day. Roger the superhero is facing off against his nemesis, the billionaire bad guy, Noel Scum. It's quite simple, Roger. Your DNA is a mistake, a glitch in the code. You have an extra chromosome that corrupts the rest of it.
You're wrong. It's a gift.
A gift that no one wants. Now, I'm sorry to be blunt, but you have nothing to offer us.
But you've never given us a chance.
Noel stabs Roger in the arm with a syringe.
Ow. What is that for?
That, Roger, was a miracle cure. Even as we speak, your DNA is unwinding itself.
What? Ah, no!
Tommy grimaces.
I mean, I'm a bit of a cliffhanger. Jolly good.
Fantastic, I love it.
Oh, brilliant.
It's my cousin, Laurel, has Down syndrome. And I've always felt with him that he has abilities that I don't have and that people without Down syndrome don't have. And I think one of those abilities that he has that I hope would be part of your superhero, it's an empathy that he understands quite often how I'm feeling almost before I know I'm feeling it. Which I kind of think is amazing. The time is right for a superhero front and center that has Down syndrome. Well, I think you've got every chance of getting this made. You should do it.
Brilliant.
Afterwards, Tommy punches the air excitedly. Tommy walking along a damp street at night.
I loved hearing Kit talk about his cousin Laurel, because I recognised what he was saying.
A bonfire and fireworks.
It's the way I sometimes feel about Tommy too. There's a magic about him.
Tommy's face, with fireworks exploding behind him.
If Kit Harington thinks we're onto something, then maybe Hollywood isn't so far-fetched after all.
Daytime, and Tommy's in a car.
But we can't go there empty-handed.
Driving through West Sussex.
So we've decided to shoot a trailer. We've managed to blag our way into a stunt training day, where Tommy's going to be doing his very first action sequence as Roger the superhero.
A man wiggles his hand excitedly.
Yeah, how's it going?
Tommy.
Yes.
There's Tommy's camera. Yeah. Right, Tom, let's go and quick chat to him. Here is Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
The star of the day. Tommy is playing a superhero called Roger. He's on the run because the baddies are coming after him.
Now Tommy's sitting in an open-air truck with a fake machine gun and filming equipment lying near him, the wind blowing through his hair.
Mum insisted on coming too. She's in charge of catering, makeup, camera assisting, and making sure her boys are okay.
Ladders are set up in a wood with crash mats underneath. Tommy's filming as people hurl themselves onto the crash mats.
That's what you're going to do.
Okay.
Have fun?
Yep.
Happy?
Yep.
Well done, Tom.
Now it is a time for me to do my stunt work.
Okay, stand by, Tommy.
Camera's running. Action! Okay, run, Tommy, run. Cue green Land Rover.
A Land Rover filled with men with guns.
Okay, action, yellow Land Rover.
Another Land Rover with more men and guns. Tommy's running. The men jump out of the Land Rovers, and Tommy looks fearfully behind him. The men race through the trees after him. He stops, hanging his head. Then he lifts his head up, and a man points a large black gun at him. He finds himself surrounded by men with guns. Then a dark-haired man with light brown skin pulls out a sword, glaring at Tommy.
You think I'm weak, but you are so wrong.
The man steps closer, so Tommy stretches out his hand, and suddenly all his assailants fly backwards, landing on the ground. Tommy watches the film on his laptop, and as it ends, the title Roger the Superhero appears.
How do you feel about watching yourself as Roger?
Well, because of wishes.
He grins. In purple pen, Tommy writes the title Pitch Meeting.
With our trailer in the can, we're feeling ready for Hollywood. And Tommy has some ideas about who he wants to pitch to.
A list of high-profile names ending with The Rock.
But this time, we didn't hear back from anyone. I'm not even sure if our emails reached them.
Tommy strikes out Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, Kevin Feige, James Gunn, and The Rock, then puts the lid back on his pen.
We needed help. So we sent our trailer to an actor with Down syndrome called Zach Gottsagen, who starred in his own Hollywood movie.
You need a name.
Falcon. Peanut Butter Falcon!
A clip from the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Hello there.
How's it going?
Actually, I am doing good.
Good. What did you think? My trailer?
Oh, very, very awesome.
Brilliant. The stunt team in the Walking in the Woods was from the Jackie Chan stunt team.
Oh, cool. I'm Tommy. Please come to L.A. Hollywood, and then I could hook you up.
Brilliant, man.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant.
With Zach on side, we soon have some meetings lined up in LA and a pitch with a real Hollywood producer called Joel Zadak, who's interested in hearing Tommy's idea. This is someone that could get our movie made, for real. So we decided to book our flights.
Let's do it.
This will be the first time that Tommy and I have ever been abroad without our mum.
Jane is typing on her laptop. A page emerges from the printer.
So I've done a little list. What else have I put on here? Grapes are really helpful for energy. Fizzy water, bananas. You might want to have coffee and chocolate, but then you need some face wipes in your pocket or to use a towel or a napkin and some cold water to just wash around here because it never goes away again. And every evening, I suggest, in order for him to know where he is, that you make a plan with him for the next day. Can you help him shave? Because he does shave, but he might miss bits, and if you can help him, it will be even better. And he has some face cream. Oh, I haven't done sun cream.
Do you think it'd be all right if we just didn't do any of this?
Jane hugs Tommy.
Have a brilliant time. Remember, energy, fun, passion for making your film, because it's worth it. It's a really important idea. Okay.
Energy.
Energy. Energy. Energy. Tickle him if he's not got any energy, Widge.
Yep.
Oh. Okie dokie.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Energy.
Jane leaves and Tommy bows.
Right, now what?
Well, who knows?
Packing a suitcase.
Hollywood, Los Angeles, here we come.
Tommy and Will on the plane, then driving down Hollywood Boulevard. In the passenger seat, Tommy grins excitedly and sticks out his tongue. They pass a sign for Universal Studios and Super Nintendo World, then large billboards for films like Jaws and Pets. In the driving seat, Will jigs about to the music, while Tommy sings along, filming them both.
There it is!
The white Hollywood sign in the hills. Both Will and Tommy point their fingers to the stars. An expensive yellow sports car on the road in front of them. Tommy walks along a sunny street in Santa Monica. He's filming himself as he walks.
Well, hello there, you see it again. Well, I am about to enter the place where the meeting of a director and a producer of Peanut Butter Falcon. It's a good work, is.
Producer David Thies.
What's going on? Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
These are Zach's friends, the makers of Peanut Butter Falcon. If anyone knows what it's going to take to get our own movie off the ground, it's these guys.
If anything, I think us collaborating with Zach made our project stand out in a cool way. But it's a really long process. I think there's probably millions of people that want to make movies, and only a very few get to.
Hearing no again and again can kind of deflate you, right? You have to knock on a lot of doors, right? You've heard no before, right?
You
probably don't get every job that you're going out.
Countless times.
How do you deal with that?
Well, I do not take rejection at all well.
You don't take rejection well?
No.
I don't think really many of us do. Mm. It's tough to hear no. Mm.
I hate it. I hate hearing no. It's such a bummer.
But all it takes is one. All it takes is one yes.
If we sound like we're banging the drum of how hard it is, it's because that's been our experience. It's just really hard.
As much as we say no, we're not telling you to give up. We're saying just put your head down and keep marching forward.
It will take a long time to make it. But in the end, it will be worth it.
What's up, Zach? How you doing?
It turns out Zach's in Florida, but we managed to reach him on FaceTime.
Hey, yo, what's up,
man? Yep, I took your advice about moving to L.A.
Cool. I am very happy for you, man.
Have you got any advice for us about making our own movie?
Follow your heart, follow your dream, and if you have something, go big and go home and just do what your heart tells you.
Yeah. Well, of course, I agree with that.
Let's end this phone call with the dance off.
Oh, okay.
Look, he's got moves. Look at that move. You gotta see some of those moves.
Oh, wow. God, that guy comes nuts.
Zach's doing some funky dance moves. Outside.
Oh, that was fun.
Tommy tucks his pink socks into his brown slip-on shoes and steps into a swimming pool. He swims from one side to the other.
Tommy's on a high after meeting the Peanut Butter Falcon guys.
Pretty good.
How's that?
And we're enjoying every second of our time in LA.
Got a bit out of breath for a second there, didn't we?
Oh, man.
Our pitch with Joel Zadak is tomorrow. So we've arranged a practice run with some friends of a friend out here. Turns out they're a real Hollywood couple.
Right, here we are. And here's his house. To meet Nev Campbell and JJ Fields, two fantastic Hollywood actors.
I wonder which house.
I think it's this nice one here.
In her home in Toluca Lake, Nev Campbell waves at the camera.
I've got.
Brilliant.
Hey. Yes, hello.
Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Have you had a good trip?
Yep.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
Tommy's plan is to start off by showing them how he stops time.
That's it.
I like it. Keep it simple. There you go.
Why did you choose time as a superpower? Why is that the superpower that interests you?
Well, like, I do not react at all well when I'm being rushed into anything.
I'd love the idea of learning more about people with Downs. Also, the idea of changing perspectives, people's perceptions. Or what they believe the story to be, as opposed to what your actual life story is.
So my advice is, no matter what genre of superhero...
Believe in yourself.
Exactly. It's an exercise in complete self-belief.
Commitment.
Everyone has a shot at the title here. It's still rocky in America. You know, they still want the underdog. And in America, you know, you can come from nothing and be president. And that's the point here. So you can... If your superhero idea, you could go in here, and if you have self-belief, if you walk into that studio down the road and you believe absolutely in your piece, it will sell.
How do you get self-belief?
Believe in the story, believe in the writing, immerse yourself in the character, and just trust that it's okay to come across with such confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it intimidating? As I said,
yeah, it's terrifying. Oh, very, very scary. Oh my God. Of course.
Most scary thing we've ever done. We were shaking under the table.
Yeah, yeah.
That just shows it means something to you. That's all.
Yeah.
At sunset, Tommy's walking along a road that looks out over the city.
If even world famous actors find pitching scary, I wonder how Tommy's going to handle it. At 10 a.m, he'll be presenting his idea to a real Hollywood producer. With the power to make it all happen. And right now, he's knackered. The jet lag is catching up with him at just the wrong time. I hope he'll be on his game in the morning.
Tommy's asleep in the car at night. Will tickles Tommy's legs.
Come on then, mister. Well, ready for our meeting with Joel? Pitch meeting?
Yep.
Excited?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
So let's not waste any time. We're not in a rush, but we're just... What time is it? Oh, 10 past. Okay, we're not in a rush, but we're at the point where we might start to be in a rush if we're not careful.
Will blow-dries Tommy's hair.
Not sure you've quite got the right outfit on, is the only thing. You've got to wear your big meeting outfit.
Oh.
So you're in shorts, it's probably going to be these. We've got about 20 minutes. We've got to call Mum, do some prep, eat breakfast, pack, leave the hotel, get in the car. So that is quite a lot.
Where's your toothbrush? Is it packed?
Yes.
Right, we've got to be quick.
Tommy does a video call with his mum.
When you packed.
How's LA? How's Los Angeles?
Yes. Very nice.
Thank
say about what you want to say.
Yeah, we've just got to crack on, so we've just got to rush this. We're not in a rush.
I'm really proud of you, Tommy. I know you can do this. Yeah. Tomorrow.
You look good. You look really good. Ready for the big pitch?
Yep.
Come on then, hurry up. Okay, put that in your paddle pack. Just got to get a move on.
Will wheels the suitcases down the hall.
Pitch, you on it?
Oh my.
Will stacks the suitcases into the back of the car. The car keys are lying on the ground.
Who's got the car keys? Job, this is not the time to be mucking around. Okay, keys to wait, we're in a rush. Well done. Okay, in you get.
We've just had a slightly manic... Yeah, great. Okay, we've just had a slightly manic... Yeah, we've just had a slightly manic morning, Liz, but we're on our way to you now. Right, Top. You've got to be on your game. Are you on your game?
Yep. You can see.
Just our last little bit of work in LA, and it's also the most important. Just got to keep switched on for this last bit, okay? So I was aiming for 10, it's actually going to be 10:20. So it's not too bad. We're just a few minutes away now from our big pitch meeting.
Yep.
Top's gone the wrong way twice so far and almost stumbled and fell and dropped everything. But that is not an omen.
Yes, it's a good omen.
It's a good omen because he's got his stumble out the way
yeah.
And now he's just focusing on this meeting. And have I got my act together?
Yes.
Oh wow, look at that, Top. We're meeting on Avenue of the Stars. Avenue of the Stars, that's where we're going.
At Century City, Will films Tommy walking up to the entrance of the building and straightens the collar of Tommy's red polo shirt as Tommy walks ahead of him. The tall building stretches up into a blue sky above them. Tommy pulls open the door and steps into a spacious, airy, marble-floored foyer. Now they're in a lift, and Tommy's filming with his camera, pointing it at Will, who's also filming. Tommy steps out of the lift and turns to look at Will. They head down a corridor, passing doors, and now Tommy's sitting by the window in a reception area with a far-reaching view over LA. He pulls up his socks, then stands looking out of the window. The Hollywood sign is visible on a hill in the distance.
Start with the most important thing, the thing that's big and important for you. Maybe your dream or something. Start with that.
Believe in yourself.
Exactly.
There's not going to be any other movie like it.
Complete self-belief. All it takes is one yes.
I think you've got every chance of getting this made. You should do it.
Tommy walks off, pulling his rucksack onto his back. He sits at a long table opposite producer Joel Zadak, a white man with brown hair and glasses. Roger the Teddy's on the table.
Hey, Tommy. So I'll tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Joel Zadak. I am a talent manager and a producer at a company called Artists First. And I really was excited when your brother said that you have an idea for a movie and you were looking for ways to get it made. So I would love to hear you tell me what this movie is about and how I can help you.
Tommy looks a little lost for words. Joel watches him expectantly, and Tommy takes a sip from a large glass of water.
It's called, Roger, the superhero, and he is named after this guy. Roger Mitchell, of course.
Roger Mitchell?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Seriously.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, but true.
Roger Mitchell was the name of my boss, my first boss. And he was a very good friend of mine. And he was the one, he's honestly one of the men who changed my life.
Oh, brilliant.
So that's amazing.
Yeah. Because superhero film is based in my life at times. And, his superpowers might include reading people's minds and freezing time and stopping time, because it might feel not like the world might be moving a bit too fast. I think he might like to read Noel Skim's mind. And then hopefully he'll change his mind to see how life really is like with people with down as an dream, and is trying to prove that it's not a mistake to the world.
Joel listens, nodding.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
What's your superpower in life?
It is the main superpower might be the extra chromosome. It's also trying to be a voice for other people with a Down syndrome as well.
Joel nods.
I'm assuming that you are Roger in this movie, correct?
Yeah.
Great. I think you have an opportunity of making something truly special.
I was in awe. Tommy had smashed it. This guy, right here, he's my superhero. He has been all along. And I was so proud of him. That was definitely a 10 out of 10.
Oh, wicked.
Will puts his arm around his brother as they stand looking out over Hollywood. Joel asked to see our screenplay. We just have to write it first. Film of Tommy as a toddler stretching out his hand. Then a hooded Tommy in the present stretching out his hand with the Hollywood sign behind him.
Change your mind.
He smiles and walks off. Roger the superhero will return.
Portraying the life of the man in black, Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon star in the biopic of music legend Johnny Cash. Press red to watch Walk the Line on iPlayer.